Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the fourth day of May 2009 on this Monday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast Against Tyranny as we attempt to wake the people up to the private global corporate takeover of every sovereign nation on earth and the new tyrannical system that our once free countries is being replaced with. That is what we are fighting here. There can be no doubt that tyranny is growing across the planet, that a world government is being set up for the administrative convenience of a group of international bankers, in the words of David Rockefeller. We're going to have wide open phones today, and then Dr. Jerome Corsi will be joining us in the third hour to cover the angle of the swine flu scare, which now more and more appears to be a hoax, as we said it probably would be day one. The international angle to all of this, how they openly have had drills through the SPP, North American Union body, to use the threat of and real, both real pandemics and the threat of pandemics as a pretext to bring in the North American Union. You notice they talked about and are still talking about locking down U.S. cities, locking down some hospitals and hotels, that's already happening, but quarantining whole cities, states if need be, but the border stays wide open. How ridiculous is that? Oh, the main threat's coming out of Mexico, but we're going to leave the border wide open and leave all the airplanes flying, but then we're going to have troops patrolling America and locking down cities. So that is coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi in about 2 hours. We've got a 15-minute interview coming up with a lady whose 16-year-old son is being held under terrorism charges in the Patriot Act because somebody over his Skype phone line supposedly made a bomb threat. Now, there is a practice, it has several different names, of making fake threats, bomb threats on innocent people. In fact, as I sit here, I had told Rob Dew last week, my producer, that, hey, look at this guy getting charged with the Patriot Act. The mother says he was at church with them at the time that this happened. And I had even forgotten to make the point that I've seen a bunch of mainstream news articles, and I can't remember the term. I've got to Google it during the break, where people call in fake 911 calls to people's homes, claiming there's a domestic dispute, someone's been killed, there's a hostage situation, and then the police show up, and it's done over IP phone or Skype. And there's all these horrible SWAT team incidents where people get shot, officers get shot, citizens pull guns and get shot. And I forget what that's called. What is that called? It just popped in my head that this is her defense, and the article where it was claiming that she was saying it was a fake call hacked over the Skype didn't point out, when I was reading it last week, this is widespread and going on all over the place. And the government's using this as an excuse to make all IP phones traced and trackable as well. In fact, Rob Dew. No, he can't hear me out there. Hey, will somebody flag Rob? Anyways, that's a side issue. That's coming up for about 15 minutes. Here's the deal. We've got massive new developments on the swine flu front, which is not really swine flu, it's a laboratory flu. The question is, how dangerous is it? Huge new developments. The World Health Organization is fear-mongering, saying that the flu will be back with a vengeance, is the headline. Huge developments on the Second Amendment front, not just the new treaty to ban reloading and importation or export of guns. Not just that, but we have massive martial law developments tied into everything that's happening. Very important transmission lined up today. Troops at the Kentucky Derby grabbing U.S. citizens, you name it. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, for 9 days since last Saturday, Saturday before last, we've been on air saying that we believe this virus is manufactured so that it'll scare local virologists and people that look at it, because that's what's normally dangerous about a new flu if it wildly mutates. This thing isn't wildly mutated. It is a fusion of four different viruses, completely new, with no pedigree anywhere in the world. And they have massive surveillance, private and public, institutional, governmental, you name it, studying flu viruses every year. This thing came out of the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, absolutely engineered to scare the death out of people. And we kept saying since last Saturday that there were only a few deaths. So why were governments hyping this so much when normal flu kills between 200,000 and 500,000 people each year? You can Google global flu deaths yearly, you'll find 250,000, 400,000, 500,000. On average, it's 250-something thousand. Just like the United States, on average, they say it's 36,000. But I've talked to doctors and many others who say that that number's hyped. Again, if an old person dies or something like that, they'll just mark on there that flu killed them if they happen to have flu when they died. Now, that said, there are a lot of big developments on this front, because we continue to break down the fact that Do they know something we don't know? Could this mutate into a more deadly virulent form? Is that why they're so concerned? Do they know something we don't know? This thing is clearly engineered. The globalists are stated eugenicists in the 1996 United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, saying they want to get rid of at least 80% of us. State Department Memorandum 200 saying get rid of half of us. That's from 73. See, the numbers grow. All the different Club of Rome statements, CFR statements. I'm going to read some of those on air today, by the way. So we'd have to be crazy out of our minds to not take these eugenicists serious. Plus, the last few months, we've seen an unprecedented buildup of drilling for mass graves for influenza in the U.S. and Europe. The federal government and FEMA contacting emergency management systems in other nations, contacting private cemeteries saying, we believe a huge influenza is coming. Can you bury 100,000 people on your back 40? We gave you the secret documents with the prison systems in the country getting ready for huge flus. We gave you the secret documents from New York State with the feds directing them in private with the Bureau of Cemeteries to prepare for mass flu. We, of course, and I called and confirmed here what the Daily Newscaster reported with a emergency manager in Indiana on the border with Chicago saying FEMA came out and said harden your government buildings for basically them to be attacked. And where can we have mass graves for millions dead out of Chicago? All of this. And then FEMA drills set for April and May nationwide, going back 6 months ago when we learned of them, for April and May, for mass grave, mass inoculations, breakdown of society. The clergy response team's documents we broke a year and a half before it was mainstream news, hiring 16,000, then doubling to 26,000. Since then, we haven't gotten any new documents. But it was doubling. In 2008, it was to double again, so who knows what the numbers are. InfraGuard, 55,000 people in private industry and, quote, infrastructure, key infrastructure positions for infrastructure protection with shoot-to-kill orders under martial law, any of their employees that don't follow federal orders. What is all of this? Why is all of this happening? Were they going to use a flu for the cover for martial law? Is this a beta test of federalizing local, county, cities, and states, setting up the mass death tents, the pandemic tents? I was watching CNN and Fox this morning, same script. Oh, my gosh, they've set up the influenza tents. They're saying it can mutate. It can be killing us all in the fall and winter. Exactly what I foresaw them doing last Saturday night on record. I know how they operate. I said, this is probably a beta test, but that is the true horror of this, is that we continue to be right here. And now they're saying, oh, yes, the fall, the winter, mass death, we're getting ready for it. You know, just 5-6 days ago, it was the greatest threat to face humanity. Tens of millions could die. Get ready, the worst threat in 90 years. Absolute bedlam. And I kept saying, folks, why are they hyping this for just a few deaths? What is the truth? Then we got secret state of Texas documents saying we were at level 4, but really at level 5 going to level 6. Then it came out days later, mainstream media, they were planning that. Are they lying to locals to hype them up for fear? Are they lying to the local constabulary to get them to roll over for federal and international control? We know they're under UN control. That's now confirmed. Under the executive orders, under the agreements, we're under treaty agreement with the World Health Organization. That's why with NAFTA and GATT, they're not allowed to use the stimulus money here domestically, because NAFTA and GATT doesn't allow that. It doesn't allow only bids in the U.S. Just like we're under World Health Organization control and UNESCO control that Bush signed us back onto. That's why the people of Europe can be 85% against the euro. They can't get out of it. Their criminal government signed them over to a treaty. Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up in an hour and 45 minutes to break that down with us today. So we have all of this going on, all of this happening, and it is a beta test for the total takeover. And you dovetail that with college football games, high school football games, hockey championships, car shows, Bayfest in Alabama, other city parties, fiesta year after year, going back 10 years in San Antonio. They have regular Army, regular Air Force MPs out assisting police with citizens. Marines announcing they're running checkpoints all over the country. Army showing up at mass shootings. And now the Kentucky Derby. They've been there for 8 years I know of, even before 9/11. The Super Bowl, everything. And this time, some fans after the horse won the stupid race. I don't usually watch horse races, though the horses are beautiful. I'm sitting there in Waterloo Ice House with my wife and children eating. They set us right in front of the big screen TV, right as the race happens. And I look up. I don't even say anything to my wife to disturb her right after the jockey won. And I see troops running around on the field, running around on the track. So I get home and I Google it. I look at Yahoo Photos, and guess what I see? Regular Army arresting U.S. citizens that jumped onto the track with 45 sidearms on. Now, hours later, I'm about to IM it to Kurt Nimmo. Kurt Nimmo must have been watching the Derby, too. I haven't talked to him. He's out in New Mexico. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about it. That's who their track security was. Folks, that is a felony. And they do this on purpose. Remember 3 weeks ago? We find out from listeners in Tennessee, pointing out little local newspapers, that regular Army, Homeland Security, State Police, Local Police, BATF, FBI, and a bunch of other agencies, I'm going to read them later, are out running warrantless checkpoints, shutting down highways, searching people. We got two great affiliates in Tennessee. One in Nashville. In fact, I keep forgetting. It's owned by WWCR. Well, somebody call WWCR and give me the name of that affiliate. I got to memorize these. Great affiliate. We're on there 5 days a week, 6 days a week, excuse me. And we got WBCR in Knoxville. Other great folks there. Harry Grothschild. And so we had enough firepower on the air that Friday within the info war to get a ruckus going. The governor came out. We had a state rep on and said, "You're not going to do it." We thought, oh, we had a victory. You know what was in the newspaper Monday? Several local papers, they went ahead and did it. And then I got people emailing me and commenting in the message board at Prison Planet and in the articles at InfoWars.com telling me I'm a fearmonger about martial law. I told you, this is incremental conditioning. That's what all the Army and Marine Corps drills are for. And now, after over 12 years of me telling you this, it's now mainstream news they plan to use regular Army and Marines against the American people, and that it's not for Al-Qaeda, whether you believe that exists or not. It's for gun owners and vets and landowners that don't hand it over to environmentalists. I was shown by a Marine in 1999 who would not let me have the tape because he said they would identify that it was him that shot it at an Air Force base in San Antonio, where they had over 200 role players screaming, "You're not going to take our land, we're Americans," and they practiced mowing them down. And I said, "Listen, man, give me this tape." And he said, "I can't do it, Mr. Jones." And he left. He drove up here on leave to show me the tape. Now, I've got similar footage I shot in Oakland where they're screaming, "I'm an American, no, not the camp," and watch this execution as they put the role player down and practice shooting him in the back of the head. So I've got cops walking up with Marines in Hebron, Maryland, saying, "Turn your cameras off." I got troops in Swansboro, North Carolina, running checkpoints in places in Alabama, and I got troops going door-to-door telling people in Florida to not talk to me. But Brooksville, Florida, it's all in my police state films. There's the proof, but I wish I had that footage of them practicing with heavy caliber machine guns mowing the American people down. And he wouldn't give it to me. Somewhere around here, I've got the old TV show tape. Folks finally dug up the bribery he caught on video. Folks didn't believe me when I said I had that footage. It would pop back up, even though I put it on TV a dozen times or more, probably 50 times. That's how crazy stuff is in this office. Back in the days when it was just me, I had no, you know, nobody to categorize it all, and there's just warehouses of this crap. But I got footage of the Army and Air Force MPs before 9/11 in San Antonio searching citizens. It's all a felony, it's all criminal, and I, for one, am sick of it. So we'll give you the latest flu news when we get back, and it's big. More than 70 Mexicans quarantined in China, an anti-flu measure. Swine flu could return with a vengeance, the World Health Organization saying. and a lot more. Then we got the martial law news, the gun grabbing news. It's all happening. Oh, and census.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact. If your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $890.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $916.67, $458.34 for the half ounce, and $229.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $916.67, $458.34, or $229.17.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, on the legislative front coming up, Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. And that's how Lou Dobbs and a U.S. senator put it, because you really read it, it does more than just ban black powder. It does more than just ban any type of changing barrels or doing maintenance on any firearm or importing or exporting. If you read the actual treaty, it gets into the UNIDIR agreements, because UN laws are so corrupt. They say, oh, we passed this law, and then all of these other treaties we've passed in the past or these conventions we've passed also apply. So you've got to go read those where it says all civilian ownership of any type of firearm will be banned because there has to be a legitimate power monopoly of the state. That's a quote, by the way. So just here's Obama after saying, oh, don't worry, I don't want your guns. I just want to do a few things, a few reasonable things. Those few things are completely taking your guns. I mean, it's not enough that they've... Oh, by the way, I've got the new headline here. Bloomberg is now reporting over $14 trillion. So it was 12.7, I'm sorry. Now it's 14-plus trillion. So just it's getting absolutely amazing. That is coming up as well. Some good legislative news. Update, H.R. 1207 now has up to 112 co-sponsors. To imagine this... actually audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve that says it's above the law. So that is coming up. Also, new news on Bilderberg meeting set coming up here very, very soon. We'll have reports from Jim Tucker from Greece as that unfolds early next month. Okay, here's the flu news. Then I'm going to get into the martial law news, okay? Here are the headlines. More than 70 Mexicans quarantined in China in anti-flu measure. They grabbed them out of their rooms at 4 a.m. in SWAT team style. So there wouldn't be any media attention, so they wouldn't resist, so they'd all be asleep. It's like in the Soviet Union, they come at 4 a.m. They come here at 4 a.m. It's all part of freedom. Swine flu could return with a vengeance, the World Health Organization says. Chan of the World Health Organization hits back at WHO critics. We'll get into that. Also, swine flu may merge with other flu viruses, CDC says. So see, and the genetic engineers and virologists and doctors that we've talked to and had on say, that's what's so interesting about this is it's made to mutate quickly. And it's such a novel super virus. It's super in how it's totally new and mixed and has all these wild connectors on it so it can just tie into any genetics it wants. It's an amazing seed virus. So are they going to release some new mutation of this and claim it naturally happened? Is this the setup, the gear up? As they, I don't know, folks, but their whole architecture is built around using a influenza as their cover for total martial law takeover. And think of what a perfect plan it is as they implode the economy, as they take over, as they announce the Bank of the World. Right as resistance begins to mount, this happens, getting all the real news out of the off the front cover of the newspapers, magazines, and TV, and then also creating fear and testing the federal takeover, the globalist takeover. And the UN said that. Oh, this is great for the UN, great for globalism, all of us coming together, testing the new global governance. Swine flu may merge with other flu viruses, CDC says. Senator proposes free flu shots for all Americans. He wants 600 million shots. That's two for every American. Democratic senator proposed Friday setting up a free nationwide volunteer flu vaccination program to fend off future outbreaks and dangerous strains. We'll get into that. Swine flu a hoax, says Paul Watson, but martial law all too real. Key article I'm going to read in its entirety up on prisonplanet.com right now. Also, just an interesting story about who these companies are. Merck that brought you Vioxx that caused all the heart attacks. Merck that brought you the Gardasil that's killed all the girls and maimed so many others and doesn't even protect you from the genital warts virus that sometimes can turn into cancer. Very easy to treat. This is out of the American Journal of Bioethics. And Merck got caught staging a bunch of fake peer-reviewed journals. Well, of course. When you hear Merck funds some government study with the government saying mercury's good for your brain, it's not good for your brain, folks. But, of course, they got journals that say this. I mean, they got journals, other companies did, what Searle and Monsanto in 1981 to get it approved in 82. They got approval. They got approval. Say it again. They got approval with their own studies where more than half, what was it, 54% of the rhesus monkeys they fed aspartame to in their mother's milk, they mixed it, died. Bunch of the others that lived got brain tumors. And they used that and said, well, because a small percentage lived, it's okay. Gotta love it. Also, reporter tries to get tested for swine flu after being held in quarantine. Wall Street Journal. Get into all the martial law news and a lot more. It's all coming up. Massive news blitz. Key information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block. She'll just sit there as the night grows dim. She'll say, who gonna take away his license to kill? Now they take him and they teach him and they groom him for life and they set him on a path where he's bound to get ill. And they bury him with stars. Sell his body like they do used cars. Now there's a woman on my block. She just sit there facing the hill. She say, who's gonna take away his license to kill?
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
Now he's helping for destruction. He's afraid and confused, and his brain is been mismanaged. Great deal. Now all he believes are his eyes, and his eyes, they just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block, sitting there in a cold chill. She'll say, who's gonna
That's a song about a mother in front of the White House for year after year who lost her son protesting against war. All right, let me go ahead and break down the news. I went through the latest, at least the headlines with the flu. I'm going to go back over that. And then I have the financial news that the swine flu hysteria has been used as a cover for, as that intensifies. Let's go ahead and cover, there's so much important news today, I'm almost in overload mode. Let's go ahead and cover the martial law facet first, because all of this has to be connected in together. All of this has to be taken as a whole. If you look at one part of it, whereas it's unconstitutional, police state, thuggish, still, to fully understand it, you've got to look at it as one big piece and then analyze the subparts. You know, we get up here on air and we say year after year, the bankers in their own documents, and here are their documents, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right down the line, stating they're going to bankrupt the world economy using fiat debt bubbles they create. Then they're going to make the world come to the very same bankers who, with the stroke of the pen, will bail the planet out with a new bank of the world that sets the currency rates, the interest rates, controls the nations, and that you pay your carbon taxes to. And now that has been announced everywhere. They've been pushing for it for more than 100 years. Cecil Rhodes, the British Empire, they published scores of books bragging about how they would do it. And we're now under this system. Is it the British people? No, it's that model of control and the Bank of England setting up the Federal Reserve here in the United States. And so I get up on air and I say, listen, I went to an urban warfare drill. Here's the video where they're training to take your guns. And people see the video, and it's so shocking and so unbelievable as they witness Marines training to kill Americans and take our guns that people in 1998 and 99 would simply say, it's fake, those aren't real Marines. And I'd say, wait a minute, on the video we show you the local news articles on top of it. And they go, no, that's fake too. Now, that was the level of denial that people were 10, 11, 12 years ago. I would go interview a police chief in South Texas, Jack D. Compton, saying, yeah, foreign troops were here doing the drill, but we can't tell the locals what they were doing. And I'd show an emergency manager saying, yeah, they admitted to me it's for martial law gun confiscation drill. You know, Thomas Sanchez, Kingsville, Texas, on video. Good guy, telling you what really happened. Chief of police in San Antonio, saying Delta Force came in, tried to bribe him and others with big bags of money to work covertly with the police. And I showed everybody that. Over and over and over and over and over again, I have done the best job I can. In fact, here I am 2 years ago. Folks, I forgot to give this to you. Pull up YouTube it, guys, because I want to play it. Alex Jones on San Antonio Television. Here, I found it. I meant to play this today. Here it is. I printed it off. I forgot to give it to you. Alex Jones discusses martial law on CBS San Antonio. Cue that up, because I want people to hear me back in August of 2007, almost 2 years ago, breaking down Homeland Securities for the Patriots, Homeland Securities for the gun owners. This whole anti-terror thing is for the American people. They're going to announce they're going to have Brigade Homeland Northcom on the streets of America. And then a year and a half later, it's mainstream news. Come take it. And I remember when I did that on San Antonio TV, you can go read the thousands of comments on there, you know, the 100,000 views or whatever it is, and they're like, he's making it up. He's a fearmonger. That's not going to happen. They're not going to announce Northcoms for America. And then they announce it, and people say, okay, big deal. And I'm telling you, they're going to try to use some type of hyped-up super flu, whether it really is a deadly flu or not, in the future. And I've been saying this for the last few months in earnest, because I can see their build-up, their propaganda, and everything you're seeing right now is just more of the build-up. And I said last Saturday, 8, 9 days ago, I said, you watch. They're going to claim it's going to mutate with other viruses, and they're going to claim it's going to mutate into a deadly strain, and that this is only the beginning. And then Sunday, Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, comes out and says just that in Reuters. She says, yeah, well, this will probably peter out, but the next big one, super deadly, is sure to come soon. And then now that's all they're saying today. Reuters, AFP, AP headlines, swine flu could return with vengeance. Swine flu to return with vengeance. Who says swine flu to return with vengeance? Those are the three different headlines. They told local governments. They told national governments. The UN told China and everybody else this thing was super deadly and probably going to kill millions and the greatest threat to mankind in its history. And so, of course, China's freaking out and locking everything down because they also are using it as a pretext to pose as the saviors and the rulers. Same thing in Mexico. On the verge of collapse, they're using it as a unifying effect. I know how these people operate. And you always hear me when I talk about troops at Super Bowl, troops at Kentucky Derby, troops here, troops there. There I am, eating dinner, Saturday night, 5 o'clock. My wife's, oh, look, the Kentucky Derby. Look at the pretty horses. She's looking away, sitting there eating her hamburger, and I'm looking up and see troops running around on the track. And I just go, oh, man, I can't even come eat a hamburger. I can't even sit here without seeing troops run around on the big screen TVs in there. So I'm sitting there watching this, and I go home, and that night, guess what? When I get home late at night after working on a new secret film we're about to release, I'll tell you about it by the end of the week, and I see the headline, good old Kurt Nemo, military police at Kentucky Derby. You know, it was Kurt Nemo broke into national news that AFP had one photo, and he found it 3 days later. After the mass shooting in Alabama, it was Kurt that noticed it. They'll always show it in the photos, but not no news articles. Regular Army MPs running checkpoints in Alabama hours after the shooting was over. He does a story. A week later, it's in AP, Reuters, Houston Chronicle. It comes out. It's a felony, illegal. Why were they there? Why was NORTHCOM there? We have the colonel on the show. Again, I'm not bragging. It actually freaks me out. I've got like four writers and myself, and we're breaking more news than, you know, that's important than really anybody else. And I am scared to hire more writers. I'm scared to bring more people in here because of infiltrators. Believe me, it hasn't been pretty in the past. And, I mean, imagine, I live a cloak and dagger life, folks. I have to worry about a Fed coming in here and doing something illegal. Just like Tommy Chong went in their business, mailed out a bong to somebody where it was illegal just to get them busted, a pipe. You know, I mean, you know, we have to think about this and deal with this. And I think, you know, I can't cover it all. I can't do it all. But the issue here is military police at Kentucky Derby, and you look at this photo, military police detain a fan who ran onto the track following the running of the 135th Kentucky Derby horse race at Churchill Downs, Saturday, May 2nd, 2009, Louisville, Kentucky. And it's all the big billionaires, and the Queen of England has even come before the Kentucky Derby, and all these elites, and all the rich Arabs, and what do they see? All over the world, they estimate that 1 billion people watch the Kentucky Derby. Same thing with the Super Bowl, 2 billion people watching. What do they see? Troops, regular army. Same thing now at drunk driving checkpoints in Tennessee. Tennessee governor says stop doing illegal army checkpoints. They say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and do it with not just the army, with the Air Force MPs. And we're going to shut down. And the next week after that happened, the local newspapers, we have links in this article. That's what's powerful about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles, is they give you the full picture each time. They go back through years of this crap. And here I am going, you know, years ago, they're going to have troops on the streets. They're going to condition you first. You know, they don't just show up with tens of millions of troops day one, have them running around. First, they have foreign troops in drills with police and military to get you ready. Then they have them land and do gun confiscation drills in Florida. Then they have cooperative nugget drills for gun confiscations in Louisiana, Mississippi. We have all the footage of that, and they do it over and over. And then, oh, the Mexican troops are here to help in Katrina with, you know, with soup kitchens. And, oh, the regular army's out confiscating guns. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. That's a quote from the mayor and the police chief. And they have the troops on ABC News. Yeah, I don't like confiscating guns and then shooting Americans, but we got to do it. That's a quote. Then you shoot an American. Yeah, that's right, I shoot an American. I mean, you see how it's this slow boil? And, oh, the flu. Remember, how many years have I told you? They'll have lots of fake flu scares before the big one. And that way you'll sit there and sit tight when that stuff comes through your town and kills you deader than a hammer. They're not going to be able to take the guns, folks, without an overlying bioweapon attack on top of it. That is guaranteed going to be their move. Guaranteed! I know these people. This is all I do is study them. You can bank on it. You can set your watch and warrant by it. I know what they're going to do. I don't just know intellectually. I can study how they operate and what they're gearing up for and what their attack pattern is, what their architecture is. A Google news search does not produce a story or even a brief mention of the fact that military police were on hand at the Kentucky Derby to keep restless plebes in line. However, an Associated Press photograph posted on the Yahoo News website shows two MPs in combat fatigues with sidearms restraining a man at the Derby. Military police detained a man who ran on the track following the running of the 135th Kentucky Derby horse race in Churchill Downs Saturday, May 2nd, 2009 in Louisville, Kentucky. The photo caption reads, the photo was also included in a slideshow on Yahoo Sports website, although the text of the article does not contain a mention of the military police at the event. The military has no business policing the citizens except during extraordinary exceptional times of national emergency by an executive order. This is very disturbing, completely un-American. Maybe even more disturbing is that no one seems to care how quietly and easily we have accepted the burgeoning police state. That was a comment on Yahoo Sports. Good job. Yeah, you know what's going on. InfoWars has reported on numerous instances of military involvement with local law enforcement in violation of Posse Comitatus in March. It reported on U.S. Army troops dispatched to patrol the streets of Sampson, Alabama after a murder spree. On April 6th, we reported DHS state, federal, state, and Air Force local law enforcement checkpoint in Tennessee. On April 3rd, InfoWars instrumental in the cancellation of a seatbelt checkpoint, which was conducted in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security and the 251st Military Police in Bolivar, Tennessee. But they still did it all over the state. We have a link to mainstream news articles where they just did it. Local newspapers show them. They just said, you know what, Governor? We're doing this under PDD 51. Sit down and shut up. Which is exactly what the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. I mean, our governors mean nothing now in this country. Our federal government's under total U.N. control, publicly under treaty. Oh, come on, Alex, stop fear-mongering. There's no martial law coming. Yeah, they're just using the Patriot Act against U.S. citizens in non-terror-related cases, marijuana cases. They're just, the NSA openly is reading all the text messages and emails and listening to the phone calls. In England and Canada and France, every week I see them busting people for joking text messages. People will joke on a text message to their buddy, you know, when they're in an airport going, hey, man, don't bomb the airport. And before they get on their flight, the NSA's already dialed in on their position and had the police come after them. That's in the news right now. They're reading everything. They're watching everything. I mean, the colleges now, the majority, you know, the law enforcement graduates and people, I've heard them bragging, you know, on talk interviews and articles about how, yeah, I'm now in Homeland Security stuff with insurance companies, you know, database mining when you get a car, rent a car, get a bank account, cash a check, buy food, buy beer. It's all being tracked. That's why they try to make you scan an ID even when you pay for beer with cash. It's total control, total police state. Oh, come on, Alex. I remember 10 years ago, the NSA, there's no such thing as echelon. Quit fear-mongering. Oh, come on, it's not that bad. Because they incrementally do it, and I'm here upset about it, and the public's like, oh, come on. Come on, that's no big deal. Oh, the troops is having some fun at the Derby with their 45 sidearms. running up, grabbing, tackling people with guns and arresting them because the citizens, you know, jumped out onto the field. I didn't even say anything to my wife. I see the troops running along, and I just go, you know what, I'm going to let her have an hour here without hearing about this. That's just, you know, hell in a handbasket. Oh, Alec, you're just pointing out a few things. You know, oh, really, I can't go eat dinner without seeing troops running around. I'm sick of it. I'm in New York. I've had troops come up and say, turn my camera off. Don't videotape me. Run up screaming and cussing at me. You know, you videotape troops running around with sidearms on. Sidearms on. Talking 18, 19 years old. And they go, what are you doing, MF-er? And they run up and start screaming at you. Because you're an American slave. You're scum. That's an end game. Now, as long as he hates Americans and hates the Second Amendment, that trooper's okay in the New World Order's book. But that guy supports the Constitution Bill of Rights. He's now the number one terrorist, according to the DHS report. So let me get back. I'm going to play the San Antonio news piece in this segment and the next. Then I'm going to have a guest on briefly whose son's a terrorist under the Patriot Act, according to the media. Stay with us. I'm going to get to all your phone calls, get into the flu and a lot more.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
All right, this is from 2 years ago, myself on CBS News, San Antonio, and they show a clip from a film that was from 5 years ago, 2004, where I'm talking about the surveillance blimps which are now all over the news. That's why one reason they're GPSing your front door. By the way, that's coming up. You want the straight and skinny scoop on why the Census Bureau is going to your door before they visit you and getting your GPS reading. I'm going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour. This is a serious issue. I'm going to go over that. In fact, let me write a note so I don't forget. I did all this research this weekend. I've already done most of it, but I wanted to re-up my research and went over it all, so that's coming up as well. Right now, let's go ahead and play this clip and this segment into the next. We'll just come right back in with the next hour with this straight ahead, where I'm on CBS TV. Now, how much of this has come true now? Of course, it didn't come true. I was reading government documents, but to the public. You know, how much of this has now been proven correct? Here it is.
And gives the government a black and white image.
We live in a post 9/11 world security.
Start that over. I wanted to hear the blimp part.
Not an ideal.
I wanted to hear the blimp part. I want to start that video from the start. Okay, here it is, folks.
In the future, every major city will have a high-altitude blimp tethered to a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black-and-white image.
We live in a post-9/11 world security higher. We're a country at war. Not an ideal situation for anyone, but there are some that say if we have another terrorist attack on American soil, the U.S. will be under martial law. On the phone, we have with us the man you just saw in the video. That is Alex Jones, a man who has set forth to expose these supposed indiscretions by the government. We also have with us terrorism law expert Jeff Addicott with us. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's first talk with you, Alex, by phone. Alex, you feel America is going to be under some martial law pressure as soon as we get attacked again. Is that correct?
Well, back in 99, I met with your police chief, and we threw Delta Force out. They brought in large bags of cash and tried to buy them off. Then I talked to emergency managers around the country when I was fighting this then and found out there was a covert plan to take over all of our major cities. Now that's been in the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Committee in Congress, the highest level security clearances, are not allowed to see the details of PDD 51 signed May 9th of this year that literally makes the president a dictator. And last year, the president funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for domestic oppression of the American people. It actually says that it is for domestic insurrection and rebellion. This has nothing to do with terror.
Let's talk,
is the military-industrial complex waging war on the people.
Let's talk about that presidential directive number 51 that you're talking about. Mr. Addicott, he's talking about the one that basically gives the president some power to go in case of an emergency and establish some sort of order.
Right.
Is it as bad as Mr. Jones calls it?
I don't think so.
He's a lawyer for the people that were there in 99.
Presidential directives are nothing new. I mean, the Clinton administration had a continuity PDD itself, and this president has simply replaced that one with this one. It's interesting because a lot of the annexes to the document are classified, so I don't know how this gentleman has had access to those where he can tell us about what it says. But basically, if you read Section 9, Paragraph 9, it indicates that the executive branch has a responsibility for continuity, and the judicial branch has a responsibility, and also the legislative branch. So it's really not the boogeyman. This is nothing new, nothing to get upset about. It's actually the responsibility of the government to do this.
Well, yeah. Mr. Judge, you're just alluding to the cameras, and I think we heard a little bit at the top of the show about you talking about the blimps overhead. Do you really think we're going to get to that point? I have not seen any blimps in my neighborhood. I don't really fear my police.
Sure, let me break this down. That is a Pentagon announcement of 2004, and they do now have them over D.C., L.A., and other areas. And, yes, they are mounting high-altitude blimps. These are so high you can't even see them without a telescope or anything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.